It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, from pension debt to rainy day funds, we'll find out how Wisconsin stacks up in a national study of financial well-being.
First, officials from Milwaukee and beyond, including State Attorney General Brad Schimmel, came together for a press conference yesterday to announce a new coordinated strategy to combat gun violence in the city, one that's all-encompassing and includes everyone from police officers to federal prosecutors.
The announcement comes at a particularly striking time for Milwaukee. The city's homicide count now stands at 86 for the year. That matches the total number of homicides the city saw in all of 2014.
WPR's Gilman Halstead joins us now with more. Gil, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, this is being billed as a coordinated effort to reduce gun violence in the city of Milwaukee, and it doesn't just include Milwaukee officials. Who's on board with this effort?
Well, it is actually mostly Milwaukee officials, but other than the mayor, the police chief, and the district attorney's office, and the police department, as well as the district attorney, all assistant district attorneys are on this as well. It includes the Department of Justice, the Attorney General's Office, Brad Schimmel, and federal prosecutors have agreed to assist when they're called on from the U.S. Attorney's Office, but they actually didn't sign this memorandum of understanding that came out of yesterday's news conference. That included the ones that I listed before. And so they have all agreed to commit resources and time to focus on getting violent criminals who commit crimes with guns off the street as quickly and efficiently as possible. And so, I forgot to mention the Department of Corrections. The Community Corrections Office, probation and parole agents are also going to be a big part of this.
And as far as you know, how does the plan taking shape? What is it going to look like?
Well, the Department of Justice is going to give $50,000 in federal funds that they're going to free up for the Milwaukee Police Department for overtime expenses. But the Attorney General's office is also going to be deputing two assistant attorney generals who will work specifically with the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office to handle firearms-related investigations and prosecutions, including cases involving unlawful possession of firearms and non-fatal shootings. So we were talking about how there have been so many gun homicides this year. There's also been a big spurt in non-fatal gun injuries going on. So it's going to cover everything that has to do with guns. So they'll have those people. The Department of Corrections has agreed to basically tell their parole and probation officers to take part in targeting high-risk offenders likely to be involved in firearm-related violence. They're going to be sharing data from their network. And when I talked to Attorney General Brad Schimmel last night, he said that means they're going to be stepping up the number of residence calls they do on high-risk offenders who are out on parole or probation, you know, who committed violent crimes before, perhaps with a gun. They're going to be knocking on their door more. They're going to be checking bars to see if they're out at the bars. And they're going to be basically looking for them to whether they've broken any rules so they can revoke their probation. And as the Attorney General told me, get them back in prison before they kill somebody.
And that sounds like an effort coming from what Attorney General Schimmel has said, that more than half of the shootings in the city are committed by people on parole or probation. So it sounds like that person power added is intended explicitly to address that issue.
Exactly. And they may be stepping up the use of GPS monitoring on identifying high-risk offenders for some enhanced supervision. They're already doing that, but they'll be paying more attention to putting those bracelets on people who they think really are at risk of committing more crimes with guns.
Now, there seems to be a focus on prosecution here instead of prevention. Why prosecution, do you know?
Well, it's to get people off the streets. I mean, they want new sentences for these people to discourage them from thinking that they can use guns to commit crimes. And the prevention front, it's sort of included in the Memorandum of Understanding on the side of the mayor's, the role that Mayor Tom Barrett is going to play, because they're going to be working with neighborhood associations as well. And that will involve what they call call-ins, I believe, at some time, where they're going to be calling in people that they suspect may be involved in crimes that use guns or selling guns, and they're basically going to summon them to come to a community meeting and confront them with the fact that they are beginning to gather evidence about them and say, you better get straight or we're going to send you to jail. So those are, we're going to pursue this investigation and put you in jail. So I think that you're right. The emphasis definitely is on getting people off the street and also on solving the crimes that have been committed. This is following prosecutions all the way from the beginning of the investigation to the end, so they make sure that they are actually getting the person off the street who committed a murder or a gun crime.
We're talking to WPR's Gilman Halstead right now about a new initiative in the city of Milwaukee to reduce gun violence. And Gilman, this has a bit of a history here, going back to Attorney General Brad Schimel's election. What has he said about this effort?
Well, he said during the campaign that this was going to be one of his priorities, that reducing the amount of gun crime in Milwaukee was something that he was going to focus on. And he said very explicitly that he thought that the Milwaukee District Attorney and the police department needed the help of the state to deal with the amount of violence that was going on. And so this is, in a sense, for Schimel, following through on a campaign promise. When he made it, there was sort of some pushback from the district attorney's office, from John Chisholm's office, and from some other DAs around the state that said they were concerned about the State Department of Justice interfering with what they were doing or criticizing them for not actually doing their jobs of bringing prosecutions to a conviction in enough cases. In fact, there were a list of statistics during the campaign that Schimel put out showing that there were a lot of people who were being charged and then they ended up not being convicted in crimes that involved guns.
Now, another part of this initiative that we haven't touched on yet is the creation of a new gun court. How would that work?
Well, you know, it's not in the memorandum of agreement and or understanding, but when I talked to Attorney General Brad Schimel last night, he said that the chief judges there are signed on to this coordinated initiative as well, and what they're going to do is create a new gun court, which is sort of like the drug courts and other treatment courts we have, except that they're focused on convicting people and sending them to prison rather than keeping them out. But it's a court where gun crimes are going to be prosecuted. And right now, the problem, according to Attorney General Schimel, is that a defendant who's been charged with a gun crime can ask for a substitution when they're sent into the gun court. And that means they get shifted to another judge who may not be focusing on this issue as much. And in this way, if they have two judges who are designated as gun court judges, even if a defendant asks for a substitution, he's still going to be in a gun court. And so the focus will be part of this intense, get a speedy trial, get someone convicted, and get that person who's been committing violence with a gun off the street.
Now, there's been some frustration expressed this year about the legislature's stance on gun laws, and some city officials in Milwaukee have been calling for tougher restrictions. Is that still a part of the picture, something that's still being talked about?
Actually, don't think it's being talked about. I'm sure it didn't come up at the news conference yesterday, because I think everyone really wanted to be on the same page and agree that the focus was going to be on getting criminals with guns and not on imposing new laws on the sale and possession of guns. So it's still out there, but with the current legislative majority that we have right now, I don't think that there's going to be a move in the direction of the people like Mayor Tom Barrett and even Police Chief Ed Flynn and John Chisholm might like to see, which would be to push for a complete background checks kind of law to prevent the number of guns being sold to criminals privately, which are not regulated right now.
Gil, thanks for joining us. That was WPR's Gilman Halstead joining us to talk about a new initiative to combat gun violence in Milwaukee.